Toski. Hey, everybody. Welcome back in the show. Final half hour of today. Final half hour this week on this Friday, November 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. One of the things that I want to talk about is Lansing, because there's an interesting dynamic happening. I talked about it this week earlier about shutting down the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Something that the Republicans are absolutely, absolutely going after. While at the same time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to work with Speaker Hall to come up with a new way to do economic development here in the state of Michigan. Governor is absolutely convinced, has said numerous times, that we, the state of Michigan, we're competing with Ohio, we're competing with Indiana. She even said this week that we're competing with Japan. That's why she's gone on these trips to these foreign countries. And she's been on these trips with the CEO of the MEDC, Quentin Messer Jr. But what happens if the Republicans do defund the MEDC? They stop funding it. Well, there's been some bills that have been put forward, and we are going to talk about those bills right now, because House Speaker Matt Hall gave a press conference yesterday in Lansing. And he said that, quote unquote, he is not inclined to put it on the voting board, the bills that were introduced within his caucus to totally eliminate the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Practically speaking, the governor has already said she would veto the bills if they were ever sent to her desk. So Speaker Hall said he doesn't see much value in moving forward with these bills when he and the governor can work on other ways to improve economic development for the state of Michigan. Once they do strike a deal, he'll move forward. And Hall said, basically under his breath, I think Brinks will perform, as basically referring to Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks in the Democrat-controlled Senate. With that being said, if Michigan's next governor wants to go down the road of dismantling the MEDC starting in January of 2027, and presuming that Matt Hall would still be the speaker, Hall said he'd be willing to have that conversation with the next governor. Now I'm going to stop right there, because I think this has actually been a strategic plan that they've put together. And this is why I believe it. Senator Kuntz in the Senate, the sponsors of these bills in the House, DeBoyer, Cara, all of these people, said, let us propose these bills. And then you, Speaker Hall, can take them to the governor and show them to the governor and say, look it, this is what my caucus wants to pass in the House. Now, I know they have literally no chance in heck of passing in the Democrat-controlled Senate, but this is what they're wanting me to do. Now, I'm going to basically say, no, guys, we're not going to put these bills on the board. We're not going to bring them up, as a negotiating chip with the governor. Look at governor, I'm willing to block these bills, But you and I have got to work together and come up with some type of plan that does not utilize the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Doesn't utilize the Michigan Strategic Fund. Doesn't utilize any of these type of funds that you have at your disposal. We have got to come up with a way to maybe rein in the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and these other funds as part of a new way to do economic development in the state. I think these bills I talked about earlier in the week have all been a smokescreen. This has all been a negotiating chip for Speaker Hall to be able to go to the governor and say, look it, this is what I blocked. But they're serious. They want this done. And I know you've already said you'll veto them, so let's not even waste our time going down that road, but let's work up a plan that I can take back to these guys. In the House and the Senate, Republicans, and say, look it, this is what I was able to negotiate with this governor, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks is going to go along with it. She'll get her Democrat-controlled senators to vote for it. You already know that you've got 18 Republican senators would all vote for it. Anything that Hall can come up with as a package, I'm sure Senator DeMoose, all these other senators, even Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, who's running for governor. Because it's got to be done according to Whitmer. If we get rid of the MEDC, we get rid of the Michigan Strategic Fund, we get rid of all this economic development, money laundering funds, I believe, that's my term. If we get rid of it, we're basically shutting down economic development in the state of Michigan. These businesses, these corporations will simply go to other states because they're offering some type of incentives to get people to come to their states. Well, I think personally it needs to be done by lowering taxes. I think it needs to be done by eliminating property taxes. I think it needs to be done by giving us lower electric bills. I think it needs to be done by getting better, cheaper car insurance. I think it needs to be done because our schools are changing, evolving, and going into competition mode. We're going to have more Christian schools. We're going to have more charter schools. People are going to have choice. The money follows the student. And you come here, your kids of your employees will have a better education in Michigan than they would in Ohio, Indiana. That's how you compete. That's how you develop economic development opportunities. You don't give grants. You don't give property tax abatements. Move your company here. Build a plant, build an office building, do a manufacturing facility, and you won't have to pay property taxes for 15, 20 years. That's picking winners and losers against the exact companies that are here competing against these new companies. I mean, because let's face it, with all of the products, goods, and services on planet Earth, there's so many widgets. There's only so many computers. There's only so many cars. There's so many clothes and shoes. People are always competing to get us to buy their widget over the other guy's widget. How is it, why is it that you're going to give tax abatements to a new company coming to Michigan when you won't give the same tax abatements to companies that have been here struggling all these years? It's not the right way to do it. But this governor doesn't understand that. That's why I'm hoping and praying to God the Republicans put up a good candidate, a business person who understands this, to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. We have got to change the way we're doing things, period. End of story. And if we don't, we're not going to fix it. Just like Donald Trump and the Republicans in Washington have to change the norms, we got to change the norms here in the state of Michigan. If we don't, we will not compete. And if we don't compete, we lose population. We lose tax revenue. And with the level of spending that they were able to basically strong arm the Republicans into signing and passing, guess what? $81.5 billion budget for fiscal year 2026. Are you kidding me? Again, look at other states. Georgia. Same population, same miles of I-75 to maintain, same road structure, all the country back roads of Georgia. Just under 10 million population. They can run their state government at half of what we're spending in Lansing. How is that possible? Well, it's very simple. They have less revenue coming in. They got to pass a balanced budget. Why do they have less revenue? Because they have lower taxes. Lower tax revenue, sales tax, property tax, tax on cigarettes, tax on marijuana, whatever. They have less revenue coming in. Therefore, they have to spend less money to balance their budget. It's economics 101, people. But Lansing doesn't get that. $81.5 billion to run this state government? This is insanity. Well, here's the bottom line. They have got to figure out how they are going to do it. And I think it was the threat of these 53 bills that Jay DeBoyer introduced in the House. Senator Kuntz introduced them in the Senate. And now Hall can hold himself up to the governor and say, look it, I blocked these bills from going forward for a House vote. Yes, the ones you've already said publicly you're going to veto, I understand it. But we got to sit down and figure this out. Question is, are you going to figure it out this year? Because a week from tomorrow is deer season. And guess what? Lansing is shut down from Saturday, November 15th until Tuesday, December 2nd. Deer season and Thanksgiving. They're going to get back and have basically about 1 or 2 weeks in December, and then it'll be Christmas holiday break. We'll see what happens. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road only made me tired.
My favorite truck driving song, no end in sight, Amazing Rhythm, Aces, one hit wonder. Every time Miss Vicky said, come home now, I got some stuff for you to do. Honey-do list is long. Get your butt home now, boy. I would put that song on and call my dispatcher and say, get me a load back to Michigan. Got to go home to Miss Bubba. Love that song. Absolutely love it, love it, love it, love it. One of the things that you have to understand is that there is training available that I highly recommend that you should text me PA for Patriots Academy. Tom Walker, Petoskey, he already texted me. Nobody else did. You guys need this training. One of the things that you have to understand that this is absolutely something that you can do online. It's free. And you can end up being accredited as a coach, certified to be able to teach others and to talk about the Constitution, to absolutely be someone who's gone through the Patriots Academy by Rick Green and his organization. It's happening all across the country. And one thing you have to understand, this is something that you need to go through so that you can educate others about the Constitution, about our government heading into next year's election. I believe Jocelyn Benson, who's leading in the polls right now to be the Democrat nominee to run against Mike Duggan, another Democrat who's running as an independent and the Republican nominee for governor next year, if she, God forbid, became our next governor, I believe she would operate this state as the CEO of Michigan, as the governor of Michigan, exactly the way she has been Secretary of State. Jocelyn Benson, in 7 different lawsuits in a courtroom, has been found guilty of violating our election laws while she's been the Secretary of State. Someone who overseen our 2020 election, 2022 and 2024 election. The only reason she wasn't able to change the outcome in Michigan in the November 5th, 2024 election was because it was too big to rig. Kamala Harris was a horrible candidate. Everybody was getting out voting for Trump. The numbers proved it. And she said, you know what? We're not going to implement what we did in 2020 for Kamala Harris. I'm not even sure that she can even be trusted to run a fair election next year in 2026 when she's running for governor. Folks, this is Katie Hobbs in the state of Arizona all over again. Remember Donald Trump's Republican-endorsed candidate, Carrie Lake? Carrie Lake was a very attractive news reporter. Great name recognition all over the state of Arizona. She was leading in the polls. She was going to defeat Katie Hobbs, the Democrat candidate running for governor, who happened to be the Secretary of State. And sure enough, guess what happened? Maricopa County, all of a sudden, had problems on election days with their voting machines. Maricopa County is a 80% conservative Republican county. That's what happened in Arizona. And just for the record, guess who paid for both Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson's college education? George Soros. George Soros Foundation paid the tuition for college for Jocelyn Benson and Katie Hobbs and many other Secretary of States around the United States of America. This is an absolute tactic that George Soros has come up with. Get Secretary of States elected. They're the ones that run the elections. And then make them governors. And I fully believe with all my heart that that's exactly what Jocelyn Benson's going to do next year. Prove me wrong, because they've already said it on the radio and people are going to be talking about it. Could this be a repeat of Arizona's 2022 governor's race? Just asking. We shall see. You need this training. You need to become a coach. Text me PA, Patriots Academy, and I'll send you the link. All you got to do is sign up and you can take the training online. Well, that's it for today's show. The music's playing. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Get your snow shovels out, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout.